From the KBI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Kellogg. Missouri is filing suit against three major drug makers for their role in the nation's opioid epidemic. In court filings, the state says the companies misled doctors and the public about how addictive prescription painkillers can be. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Bouscarin reports.
On the steps of St. Louis Circuit Court, Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley laid out his case against Purdue, Endo, and Janssen Pharmaceuticals.
They used bogus front organizations and fake research. They used fraudulent advertising and deceptive trade practices. And they repeatedly lied about the risks and true nature of the drugs that they have sold.
The state will seek a jury trial. Purdue, the maker of OxyContin, denied the allegations when reached for comment. In a statement, the company defends itself as a, quote, industry leader in the development of abuse deterrent technology. Missouri isn't the first to sue a drug maker over opioid deaths. Mississippi and Ohio filed their own lawsuits earlier this year. I'm Duri Bouscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Democratic Auditor Nicole Galloway says the state could face a $3 billion loss from tax credits over the next 15 years. A new report released today by Galloway's office says that's how much lawmakers have authorized for tax credits that have not been yet redeemed. The office says the state has faced $5.4 billion in revenue losses from tax credits over the past decade. Her office also says economic benefits of some tax credits have been overstated in reports to lawmakers. About $418 million in tax credits redeemed last fiscal year went to programs that returned less to the state than the cost. UM System President Moon Choi made an announcement on educational resources today. KBIA's Sarah Shariari has more.
The UM system is focused on saving students money on course materials, UM System President Moon Choi announced today. Choi said the university will develop a system-wide strategy to encourage use of quality open educational resources, which are free to students. The university will also focus on Auto Access, a program that makes books available online at a lower cost than traditional textbooks.
Our goal is to move into the future by introducing more open source material so that our students can have an outstanding, affordable education.
Choi said 10 courses will adopt open source materials this year with an estimated student savings of $1 million, and the system will continue to expand the program. There will be incentives for faculty to use and develop open source materials. Choi spoke today at the Mizzou bookstore to a crowd of more than 100 people, including State Senator Kayla Browden and university chancellors. Sarah Shariari, KBIA News, Columbia.
Aspiring Missouri college police officers will face the same training as other future cops under a bill signed by the governor. Republican Governor Eric Greitens on Tuesday signed the legislation. Current law calls for at least 320 hours of training for college police compared to the at least 470 hours for most other aspiring officers. The bill will also give community college police officers the ability to enforce traffic rules, such as speed limits, on campus. Only university police now have that authority. The legislation takes effect August 28th. Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News, Columbia.